believe it or not, as relaxed as Dally is there now, she was the exact same. She's gotten, obviously, she's a little older. C-Force has just turned 2. Dally's turned 5. But Dally's always had that energy when it came to work. Dally always had that level of energy and all the same level of drive and desire to want to go to work and do what we ask of them, right? So that's what we look for in these dogs. Well, a big part of our job, we just started about a month and a half ago, hit the street. We came back from 3 months of as a retrain through the RCMP. We trained in the Lower Mainland in BC, and we've already, a couple of tracks for break and enters. We've located a couple of individuals who were in mental health crisis and successfully got them. They had taken to the woods to try and hide or do harm to themselves. And she was able to track our patrol officers right to that individual and, get them safely out without them harming themselves or harming anybody else. So, those sort of things, we call them catches, and they're great for our dogs. But at the end of the day, it's just finding an individual who's in need of help. Well, there's quite a few with Dally, but she's got a number of individuals in mental health crisis. Those are the big ones for us, where we spend one night in Portugal Cove. We had spent 4 or 5 hours searching for an individual. Search and rescue was out. And we, being a handler we go through our training, I went back and figured out where we had been and where we hadn't been, because at the end of the day, these dogs are going to find somebody if they're there. So I just hadn't put her in the right place. We came back and within 20 minutes, when I realized we haven't covered this area here, within 20 minutes, Dally, I broke out of the trees after falling down and it was raining sideways and been in the woods for 4 or 5 hours. Dally wouldn't come back when I called her. And sure enough, when I broke through the woods, she was there with the individual. So those sort of things are what make these dogs invaluable to the community. And they can do what 25 police officers, search and rescue, everybody else can do. They can do it in no time that we can't as individuals do, right? Our dogs are, they're not aggressive by nature at all. This is a game to them. They do everything for that little ball at the end of the day. So none of our dogs, they will only ever harm somebody to protect us, protect themselves, or if we as officers have to get them to do that and tell them to do that. So when Dally found that individual, she was just running around her. She wouldn't leave, right? Unless the person does something to try to harm the dog, in most cases, our dogs will not harm. So the original new handler course is 5.5 months in NS Vale in Alberta. In order to retrain, because initially it's about training us as officers and the dogs, to retrain, to get another dog, it's all only about training the dog. We're experienced handlers, and well, some of us more experienced than others. Obviously, I only had 3 years in on the unit, but it's only about training the dog, so the course can only can go a lot faster. So it only took about 45 working days actually, so 3 months. Well, I joined this police force to do this. This is basically my dream job. At the end of the day, this is the reason I wanted to be a police officer. So I started quarrying, which is, these individuals you see over here, these guys, some of them are quarries, and they're out there to lay tracks for us and take bites and do hides and things like that, which is how you build up to become a dog handler. It takes a lot of time for these young men and young women to actually become dog handlers. It's a big part, but it takes a huge commitment from your family and your wives and your spouses and things like that to be able to do this. So not only is it for us as police officers, but our families, it's a huge commitment. So it took me about 6 years. It takes some of the RCMP members even longer to actually get in. So